beautiful thought, because on the one hand, the understanding of the piercing the ear, having to bend, is like the perfect posture for a servant. On the other hand, standing up proud and being grateful for our freedom is what Hashem called us to. So standing up straight is good, which is why Yisrael means Yashar El, the straight ones of Hashem, like upright. Also like Mesilat Yesharim, the way of the upright. But then you think of the dynamic of, blessed are you Adonai, our God, King of the universe, who has not made us a slave, which is the word Eved, but yet we're slaves to Hashem. You know, so it's definitely that balance and that paradox. And that's interesting, because that's what Rabbi taught on this week, Rabbi Trugman, that is, with the paradox of eating from the tree of life. We think things are opposite sometimes, when really they're actually, there's a unity to them, like light and darkness, death and life, you know, infinity and finite and infinity, you know, how they play onto each other. So anyway, just a couple of thoughts to add to that, because this is always a neat time to understand what it does, what it means to be slaves to Hashem, slaves to righteousness. And that's really neat. I think that'd be really cool to share all these perspectives for the parsha this week. So Bezrat Hashem, if we get to do a drash, we should bring this up. Be great.
That is a beautiful point, sis. Beautiful, beautiful point. As far as for what Hashem has done with for me, and do that concept of servanthood to Hashem, enslavement to Hashem, specifically for me, you know, in my namesake Eliezer, in my Torah portion, it is concerning Eliezer. However, his name is never actually dropped in the portion. So he's actually only known in that portion as the servant of Abraham. Just like you were saying, in the concept of standing up in our Jewishness, and taking those and taking that with full force and full fledge. How I connect that, and at least in that parasha, is Eliezer, or the servant of Abraham, when he comes across Laban, when Laban actually first sees him full face, he actually mistakes him as Abraham of his master. And the sages say that is to depict that once we take full control or full responsibility of our servanthood to Hashem, we start to look like him. So in essence, this all connects back to Mashiach, is like, how great of a servant can you be to where you aren't even a servant anymore? Your actual role is that of a king or the master, which is Avraham, which is Mashiach, which is Hashem. So we should get so lost in our servanthood that we lose our how we look as a slave, but we actually begin to exude our master. And so for all that, how full circle that happened, that is how Hashem has presented that to me. And even in my namesake, Eliezer, truthfully, there is no name to this role, to this entity that is used to perform such a beautiful task for one of our patriarchs, that he's not even mentioned. So little of me that I become all like my master, that I look like my master. It's just kind of the concept that Hashem has done for me. And I hope that can help as well. But just like you are saying, there's a balance to it. Yes, this is who he was as a slave, but also this is who he was when he took his role as a slave to where he was so little of himself, they exuded his master. And in that regard, Hashem pierced my ear all day. I want to be just like you, you know. So hope that helps. And Bezrat Hashem and Baruch Hashem, just like you said, Ahmed, I love the perspectives. This is awesome and wonderful. So, shalom.